Catching up with Anna Crosby this afternoon on the muster out of Thriving Southland. Anna, how's things?
Good, thanks. How are you, Andy?
Not too bad. Now, Thriving Southland, we've had you guys on the muster quite a bit recently, and let's be honest, doing some fantastic work out there as well. Today we're talking about the Food and Fibre Project. Tell us about this.
This is a new project we're launching, Andy, with support from MB, and it's part of the Just Transition work that's happening across Southland at the moment. We're exploring new opportunities across our food and fibre sector, and we're just trying to get community and industry feedback on thoughts and ideas for new things we might try in the region.
What kind of things are you thinking that people might come up with?
We've populated our website that people can go and explore with nine sort of broad areas already, things like grains and legumes, forestry, new processing infrastructure, forage and feeds, using waste streams, all those kinds of things. And also importantly, we're also keen for ideas on how we can improve the things we already do pretty well. So, you know, pastoral farming, we succeed in that already, but what can we do to make that sector even better?
So it's covering all the major sectors?
Yes, it is, yes. And we're looking for ideas across what we call the value chain, Andy, which means starting right back before you even grow something. What can we do around science and technology, around genetics, for example? What can we do on farm, the way we grow things? What can we do to improve how we harvest things, how we process things? Do we need new infrastructure in the region so that we can add more value locally in terms of pressing, freezing, drying, whatever it might be? And also, you know, what new products might we develop? So we're looking for ideas right across the pipeline, if you like, of what we grow and then what we do with it afterwards.
So you're almost asking farmers to look at changing the script?
Not necessarily. Like I say, we don't want this project to be perceived as saying we need to change everything. We're just looking for ideas at how can we add more value to what we do. And part of that, yes, might be looking at can we change some of our land uses? Or could we pilot and trial changing some of our land uses? But certainly not looking to you know, chuck the baby out with the bathwater at all, Andy.
Yeah, for sure. I'll rephrase that and say it's all about just looking at different ideas you can come up with. I mean, the field days in Thriving Southland does, and just field days in general, if you're perfectly honest, people go away and it's the old saying, the worst thing is you may learn something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. So this project is we want to create a safe space where all of us, no matter what you do in the food and fibre sector, can bounce some ideas around, and no one's going to be shot down. It's a place to just, yeah, generate some ideas, have a bit of a discussion. And what we'll do at the end of it is we've had an offer of more money from MB, and we'll need to find some other local money as well. We want to select the 10 best opportunities and do some further work in terms of what might that look like, what might the economic model look like, what sort of barriers might there be, do that work and then share it to anyone who's interested in it.
Because it's interesting the way that farming and agriculture in general is evolving, so this is perhaps a chance for people to get on board and look at different things they could do into their systems.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we all know that farming is under a lot of pressure from a lot of angles at the moment, regulatory and otherwise. So anything we can do to de-risk innovation and to help landowners with decision making. So the research that we'll do, that's why it will be shared open source. So anybody who wants to perhaps make some hard decisions but wants to think, oh, you know, what due diligence do I need to do, or what do I know about regulations, or what it might cost, all of that information we can perhaps help with and provide.
Yeah, regulations is a big one at the moment, isn't it?
Sure is, sure is.
You know, as people look around on their farms and thinking, you know, what can I do to change things? Well, this is the perfect landscape to get those ideas out there, basically, isn't it?
It is, it is.
Now, details regarding it, when's it all happening?
It started this week, so that's pretty exciting. People can go to the Thriving Southland website, and on there's a click through to the Food and Fibre Project. So we're running that for the next few weeks. There's a really user-friendly platform online where you can go on and you can really simply type in your own idea, but you can also see what other people have put up, and you can click like or add a comment to somebody's existing idea. So it's a sort of user-friendly platform we've chosen for that reason.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a really good way of communicating. Hey, Anna Crosby out of Thriving Southland, always great to chat with you guys and the new ideas you're coming out with. Thanks for your time on the muster.
You're welcome. Thanks, Andy. Well, that can